Geeks and Creators podcast. I am Dana Anderson.
And I'm Kate.
We are sisters venturing on a journey to share our ups and downs in this thing we call life and how we navigate those highs and lows. Each week, we will share interviews and practical tools for getting through the craters of our lives while still striving for or working towards the peaks. Hey guys, this is Dana. Welcome back to Peaks and Craters. I know it's been a little bit since we've been on and had an episode. I took last week off because the week before I spent in Nashville at a event called, it was like a 4-day internet marketing event called Funnel Hacking Live that was put on by the software company that I use to build all of our sales pages. So anything that you see that Caitlin and I put out, I have built myself. And that software program has allowed me to do that because it's very user-friendly. But aside from that, they have built a very strong community of like-minded entrepreneurs who are mostly have like missions and impact driven businesses. And it was incredible to be around all of those amazing fellow entrepreneurs. There was over 4,000 of us there. So it was a pretty big event, and it was just crazy. So I wanted to hop on here today and just share a little bit about my experience and kind of what I took away from it, and then the direction that Caitlin and I are shifting to a little bit. It gave us some more clarity as to what we really want to do and what we want our impact to be as business owners. You know, we originally got into business just because we wanted that freedom, but we didn't really know exactly what we wanted to do, and we've tried different things. And the more that we've thrown ourselves all in and really kind of went down the rabbit hole and followed the path, the more we are getting clear on what it is we want our impact to be. So that's what this episode will be about. I'm just going to share a little bit of the takeaways from it for me, and then the direction that we're headed. Okay, so like I said, this was an event with over 4,000 other entrepreneurs there. And really the main intent, or what I thought was the main intent, was to learn more about internet marketing and about how to use the software and the platform to get the most out of it. And the conference did deliver on that. We did get to learn more about all of the tools that we can use and how powerful the software program is. But it really turned out to be, and this is by design, that it turned out to be more of like a personal development conference. We had everybody from Brendan Burchard was there. He spoke twice. He kind of gave us a behind the scenes of his business side of things. And then he also came back the next day to do his kind of his talk that he gives on high performance habits. So that was really cool. We also had Dean Graziosi, who is a legend in business. He's been doing it for years. He was great. We had Myron Golden, just a ton of other people. There were, you know, it was 4 days of speakers just packed full back to back with all sorts of valuable content. But it was interesting because, like I said, it turned out to be more of a personal development conference, which makes sense because when you go into business, you're really taking a leap of faith, and, you know, it becomes, you have a lot of limiting beliefs that you have to constantly knock down and fight back against. And, you know, you have a lot of, your success is usually built up on a lot of failures, and you have to learn from those failures, and you have to be okay with failing and keep going and trying again. And for Caitlin and I, we've tried a ton of different ventures now at this point, and we've learned that for us, it's more than just wanting to have that financial freedom, and it's more than just wanting to make money. And that was really solidified by being around other business owners who are all on a mission to make a difference and a positive change. And they all have movements that they're starting, and they're all making a big impact. For instance, the platform that I use, ClickFunnels, and this event, Funnel Hacking Live, that I was at, they work hand in hand with Operation Underground Railroad, which their mission is to save kids from sex trafficking. And so we got the opportunity to watch a documentary that they did last year, and the people, I think he was like an ex-Marine, I might be wrong about that, but ex-military of some sort, is the guy that is the head of that, and he puts himself in harm's way and goes, in this particular instance, he was in Colombia, pretending to be, you know, an American interested in soliciting young kids for sex. And he was in cahoots with the Colombian government to do a major sting where they ended up saving like 120 kids from it. And so it was a pretty intense documentary to watch. And all of the people that were involved, all of the undercover agents and things that were involved in that operation were at Funnel Hacking Live watching it with us. And it was the first time that the documentary was shown. And that was pretty intense. And so anyway, ClickFunnels raises money, like lots of money for that cause. A lot of the funds that each of us entrepreneurs that use the software program that we raise, a portion of those funds goes to Operation Underground Railroad. And then also during the event, so during the 4-day event, we raised $1 million to give to that cause. But the crazy thing is that the cost to save one child is $2,500. So that $1 million will save 400 kids, which is awesome. But it's just crazy to think that like all of the money that it takes and all of the resources that it takes to save a child. So, you know, it definitely gave me a different perspective and a different appreciation for those, you know, the kinds of business owners and the kinds of entrepreneurs and people who, you know, have the fortune or take the fortune of accumulating wealth and, you know, turn around and do good with it. Are definitely, we live in a time in a world that we could be seeing and doing more of that. So, on that same note, really what I took away from it and what I shared with Caitlin, and we were already kind of on this path and this trajectory anyways, but it allowed us to get more clear with our vision and who we want to serve and how we want to serve and how we want to show up as a business and what impact we want to make and for who we want, you know, to make an impact. And so we are going to, you'll see us kind of transition more into the coaching space and realm. So you'll have to keep your eyes peeled on our page for updates on that. But that's how we feel that we can be of service and how we can make the biggest impact that we want to be able to make. And so for us, that's what we took away from it, that we don't really want to do so much of the physical products, e-commerce style business anymore, that we're going to be shifting into a coaching space that suits both of our backgrounds, with Caitlin's educational background in psychology and with our personal experiences, having experienced different traumas and those traumas resulting in being stuck in kind of a survival mode for a long period of time that affected our lives. And so you're going to see us in our business shift gears a little bit to focus on that. Well, I shouldn't say a little bit. That's what we're going to be focusing on. So you'll have to keep your eyes peeled on our social media pages to see kind of the direction that we're going to be taking and what we'll have to offer surrounding that. We're still in the phase of building it and building out our program behind the scenes. But we were really inspired by some of the other stories and things that I had the opportunity to hear while I was at that conference. So that's very exciting. We finally feel like we've reached where we ultimately need to be and where we want to be as a business and just personally where we feel like we, like where our personal aspirations and desires have coincided with what we are able to do as business owners too. So we're very excited about that. So aside from that, I wanted to share maybe one or two of my main takeaways and tidbits that I learned just on the personal development side of things, because I thought that it might be helpful to any of you out there listening to this. So one of the speakers who definitely stood out, his name is Garrett J. White. He's a very, like, he can be very controversial. He's very kind of in-your-face type of speaker, which, you know, he gets your attention. And there was different reactions to his talk, but what his overall message was really stuck with me and resonated with me. And so what he was talking about was that he said that when he was growing up, his mom would always tell him that you can tell who a person is by the facts of their fruit. And she would say, by their fruit, you will know them. Like basically by what they do, by how they show up in the world, you will know them, not by what they say. And so his whole talk was about getting us to own our facts. And so he pulled a few people from the audience and did a demonstration, and he had us get up and talk to people and do things. And it was pretty intense. Like, people were crying by the end of it, and like grown men crying on stage by the end of it. And he really made you like own your facts. And one of the things that ClickFunnels has is they have a club called the 2-comma club, meaning you've made $1 million with their software. And of course, every entrepreneur wants to be in that club. They want to be successful. But he was talking about, like, if you haven't made $1,000 and you just keep fantasizing about being in that that $1 million club, you need to face the facts of your fruit. Like, what have you been doing and how have you been spending your time every day? You know, can you really say that it's true when you say that you want to be in that club if you haven't been learning the basics and the foundational stuff and you haven't been, you know, building up your foundation of your business and tending to it every day? Like, can you really say then that that's what you want? And if it's not, then that's fine. And he, you know, it was interesting because as he was asking these guys questions that he pulled out as kind of making them a live example in front of 4,000 people, which was intense, you know, he would ask them, one guy, I think he was asking him, like, what his fears are, what, you know, what are some of his hangups or what he's not doing well at, and he would say, well, I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that, and I should be doing more of this. And then he would ask him, like, well, how did that make you feel? And the guy would kind of get down on himself and be like, well, it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel guilty or whatever. And then he let him say a few of those describer words, and then he stopped him and he's like, no, they're just your facts. Like, it doesn't need to make you feel bad. It's not to shame you. It's not to whatever, but you just need to own where you're at and you need to own your facts. And if you can own your facts, then you can see where you're standing and where you're starting from so that you know what you need to do to get to where you want to go. And if you claim that you want to be over here, then you need to wake up every day and face your facts and own your facts and, you know, own your actions and like get to it, you know. And it was a really intense talk, but it was really motivational and it really stuck with me. It's like, I'm a pretty self-motivated person, and I feel like a lot of the goals I've set, I have been able to achieve. But after becoming a parent and managing, working a business and doing all the things that I do with two young kids, it's easy to like every day have those excuses of like, well, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, this, that, and the other. And it's like, but if you want to accomplish certain things, then you need to own it and you need to wake up and do the things that you need to do, and you'll make it happen if it's something you really want to do. And so don't just like talk the talk, but back it up with what you're doing. So that was a really intense, he's the one that stood out to me the most, kind of along those lines to, the owner of the company, Russell Brunson. He, talked about how, are you living your life by design or by default? Like, are you just reacting to everything that's happening to you? Or are you waking up every day with a plan and a mission, and like, where you're going and you know how to get there and you're executing it? And those were, I think it's just so easy for us to get caught up in our own crap sometimes and to forget that, of course there's a lot of things that happen in our life that we don't have control over, but there's a lot that we do have control over, and that's where we should put our focus on is, put your focus on action and taking action and like, where and allow that to be the driver of where you're going to go. I'm looking through my notes here to see if I have any other points that I wanted to share with you. Hold on. Let me find one. There was one more. Myron Golden, one of the comments that he made really struck me too, just because of my background with my family and stuff. He said that a lot of people are hardaholics. They're addicted to doing things the hard way. And, I just had a chuckle because it's so true. Like, if you know me personally and you know my family, that we kind of do pride ourselves sometimes on doing things the hard way instead of, and then he was gave an example of like, of how you can, if you don't know how to do something, what a lot of people who have had success do is they leverage. So, they'll leverage by outsourcing to people who do know how to do that thing instead of taking the long route and banging your head up against the wall until you figure it out yourself, or until you learn like, okay, I'm really not good at that, and now I have to outsource it anyways, and I wasted all that time. And that just made me laugh because I grew up in North Dakota, where a lot of us are really proud of doing everything the hard way. So that one stuck with me a little bit. Brendan Burchard, I'm sure you've probably heard of him. His story is that he got into a car accident when he was a college student, and before he got in that car accident, him and his girlfriend of many years, I think it was like a high school sweetheart or something, they broke up in college, and it was devastating to him. And then like a short time after that, he got into a pretty intense car accident with a friend of his, and that experience really kind of shook him and made him realize, because beforehand he was having suicidal thoughts and stuff after his girlfriend broke up with him, and he was kind of sulking and just laying in bed and not doing much, not really living his life. And after that car accident, it made him realize that he thought about taking his life more than he thought about living it. And so he made, drastic changes, and he calls it his mortality motivation, that he was like really motivated then to like really figure out, and he actually went on, and I think he got his master's in psychology and studied like what successful people do differently than other people. And so it was fascinating, a lot of the things that he was sharing. So if you have a chance to go see him, or you can follow him on his social too, but he had a lot of interesting things to say about how people live differently who have had success. I think, there were so many things, but I don't want to keep here you hanging here and listening to quiet space. So, anyways, the main thing I wanted to share with you is that we know we've been silent for the last week on our socials, but that's because we're working behind the scenes to shift gears to more of a coaching space. So, we are excited to share that all with you and just keep an eye on our socials for more information about it. Thanks for listening today, and we will be back up shortly with some more episodes that we'll be talking about our new direction. All right, guys, bye-bye.